very good afternoon, music lovers. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Aritatiot. I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some amazing Eurovision music.
Francesca Michelin from Italy.
Hi, this is
Kano
from Norway.
Hi, this is Gali Atari from Israel. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sidro veže mrak u meni polako, kopni strah, ova ljubav je bila priviđenje, nije ovo moje vrijeme. Do zore je ostao još koji sat, a vani nemir ko da je rat. Oblačim kaput i odlazim da sve zaboravi. I opet u navom plove brodovi, a ti više za mene ne brini. Kolišće sam, vjetar me raznosi, bukovi umiru sami. I opet u navom plove brodovi, a ti više za mene ne brini, kolišće sam, vjetar me raznosi, vukovi umiru sami. Tišina ko sidro veže mrak u meni polako, kopni strah, oblačim kaput i odlazim da sve zaboravim. I opet u navom brodovi, a ti više za mene ne brini. Kolišće sam, vjetar me raznosi, vukovi umiru sami. Više sam, vjetar me raznosi, vukovi umiru sami. Kolišće sam, vjetar me raznosi, vukovi umiru sami.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasit, and you've just heard Croatia 2005. Yes, that is Boris Nakovic and the Lado members singing in Croatian with the song Vukori Umiru Sami, which means wolves die alone in Croatian. Yes, in the semi-final, because there was only one semi-final back in 2005, that came fourth with 169 points. But in the grand final, ended up coming 11th with 115 points. So, a bit of a change there at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest. But a great entry from Croatia, I must say. Yes, indeed. Boris Nakovic is one of Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina's biggest superstars. Yes, he was born on Christmas Day in 1967 in Sarajevo to a family of musicians. His father, Dorde Nakovic, is one of the greatest Croatian pop composers and songwriters, and his mother, Ozana, is a music teacher. Yes, And during his very impressive career, spanning almost 20 years, Boris Novakovic has released 14 albums. Yes, it's crazy. And Boris has competed in the Yugoslavian national finals for the Eurovision Song Contest in 1989, which Yugoslavia ended up winning with Riva and Rock Me in 1989. But Boris Novakovic came second in the Yugoslavian national final with a song called Adanya, which ended up coming second, yes, as I mentioned. So that's pretty awesome. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Ariotassi. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. We are going to have a ball this afternoon. Now, if you want to get in contact with us, please, please do. It's lovely to hear from you. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. Okay, our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. You send us a Facebook message there and get a cheeky request in. And of course, you can send us an email, esceshowcase@gmail.com. Yes, we've got plenty of requests this week, which is wonderful. We got one from Tim in London. We also have Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And of course, we got James Brett across the coast here in England. We go from Dorset over to West Sussex very, very soon. But talking of Croatia, I haven't heard this particular song from Croatia in a very, very, very long time. And actually, I haven't... It's completely gone off my mind, and not the fact that it's particularly bad or anything. It's just a bit... I don't know. I just haven't heard it for a little while. A little bit like Boris Novakovic there. The Eurovision 2005 was last week's, or this month's, Eurovision Again rewatching. So if you remember the guys at Eurovision Again, the Eurovision Song Contest official YouTube channel has uploaded a Eurovision each month on one particular Saturday. I think it's the third Saturday of each month. And the Eurovision community gets together and watches a Eurovision Song Contest from the past. So thinking of Croatia, loved it. I haven't heard this song, as I mentioned, in quite a while. And I want you to hear it and see what you think. This is from the Eurovision Song Contest 2002 in Tallinn, Estonia. Here is the beautiful Vesna Parosevic with the song Everything I Want. But I am going to play you the amazing Croatian version. I think the Croatian version is much nicer. Yes. And it's basically called Svazim Sungora. Enjoy this Croatian entry from 2002's Eurovision Song Contest.
Hodam sama sadima, gledam tužna lica ta, sreću čuvam u sebi. Mene prolaze nepoznate sudbine, a ja bih htjela vipati tako da me čuju svi, da na brodu 15B moja sreća. Da nam ovo uništi, sasvim sigurna sam ja, da sam tebe sanjala, nemoj nikom pustiti, da ljubav uništi. A,
sudbina. Nemoj nikom pustiti da nam ovo uništi. Sasvim sigurna sam ja da sam tebe sanjala. Nemoj nikom pustiti da ljubav uništi. Sasvim sigurna sam ja da si moja sudbina. Nemoj nikom pustiti da nam ovo uništi. Sasvim sigurna sam ja.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Time just flies away in the age of satellites. Faster every day, faster every night. Taking too much credit from your.
That is Icy, representing Iceland at the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest, and that was their debut entry as well. Yeah, great stuff. Love that song, and I have a very close feeling to that song. Only because I was born in 1986, really. But Iceland is still, as many of you guys know, my favourite Eurovision country ever. Don't you forget it. Right, time for our request, and a first request, which comes from Tim in London. That's Tim Verboven. Lovely to hear from you, Tim. Thank you very much for your request. And this brings back some great memories. This was the interval act of the second semi-final of Eurovision 2013. Now, this young chap is from Stockholm in Sweden. And here is the song that was in that interval act. And it was just a fantastic performance. And this is a great song. So, Tim, thank you very much. Here is Darren and Nobody Knows.
I'm lost in the streets in the city of pain. I learn how to cry, how to go insane. Your love.
of your love. The gypsy woman in the corner knows my name.
Ha! special thing we have in our genes. Makes us proud of our natural shapes. On our lines, you have everything you need. Super the vodka straight, no need to mix. Cream and butter tastes so good. We prepare for you delicious food. Our beauty's famous all over the world. You gotta see it for yourself and then you will know. We're Slavic girls, we know how to use our charming beauty. Now shake what your mama gave ya. Clap your hands to this music. This is our nature, this is our core. This is our hot slumming boy. We're Slavic girls, we know how to use our charming beauty. Now shake what your mama gave ya. Clap your hands to this music. This is our nature, this is our
Yeah, Rob, shake what your mama gave you.
Absolutely, and a bit of butter churning, always going.
Yeah.
We watched a video of that with Kieran's mother years ago, and her face was a picture. She was deeply shocked by it. Kieran's got a you recorded it, didn't you, of her reaction?
Yes.
And we were just laughing. Anyway, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's not that suggestive, for goodness sake. It could be worse. Honestly. Anyway.
It was, that was awesome. So that was Poland 2014.
We saw that live.
We did. Everybody was like,
apparently, the British public gave that 12 points.
Correct.
But because the juries gave it nothing, the British.
Basically, they ranked it last. And then there's a rumour going around that Cary Grant influenced the other jurors to vote it down because she did.
Oh, well, that's nasty. I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, mean. It would have done. Anyway, right. Anyway, I believe it's time for something quite random.
Oh, yes.
Of the Rob variety.
Oh, we have to mention it's Donatan and Cleo. My Schwani.
Oh, yes.
We are Slavic.
We are Slavic. Slavic girls, we know how to use our charm and beauty. You know, shake what your mama gave us. Put your hands in the something. This is.
The music.
In the music. Okay. Anyway, Rob's random request time.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, so Roberto, would you like to explain to the lovely listener what this is?
I will indeed. So I have a hat full of years from 1956 to 2020 and a hat full of countries from A to Y, because there's no Zs yet. You never know. And I pick one at random and see what happens. Let's hope this week I pick something a little bit. I think last week the most recent one I picked was 1988 or something.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So we did a lot of oldies last week. So hopefully I won't get one. I've got my hand deep in the bag and the hat at the moment trying to rustle them all around.
Rustle it around. Rustle it around. Rustle it all around, dear. What year are we going to have this
right,
week?
Right, year. Okay, much more recent. 2015.
Oh, right.
So
that's a contest in Vienna, which we went to, of course.
Did.
And that was won by Sweden, Mamsell mm-hmm. Müller.
Mm-hmm. And my favourite song that year was Slovenia.
It was Slovenia Hero. Here For You.
Here For You with
by Mariah.
And we met them very briefly in the
we
Eurovision
did,
Village.
We did, in the Eurovision Village, yeah. Got a photo and a cuddle. That was nice.
That was nice. Maybe I'll pick Slovenia, you never know.
Oh, go on, do it. Well, we got like 41 countries, I think, to pick.
I'll probably pick Monaco or something again. my luck. Right, anyway. Of course, Slovakia, who weren't in it. There we go.
We wanted them back that year. Seeing as they were just next door.
France! Oh, this is Lisa Angèle, isn't it?
Yeah!
This is a good song.
N'oublie pas.
N'oublie pas, which was for the war, really. Never forget.
Yeah, never forget.
It was 100 years since the start of the... it wasn't 100 years since the start. It was 101 years since the start of World War One. But there was something that year that made that song particularly pertinent. I think she was from... The video was filmed on the Normandy beaches a lot, wasn't it? And around that part.
Yes.
So... Which I think had nothing it was to do with World War One at all.
I think it was I think it was to commemorate the end of World War One.
Probably. No, it couldn't have been because that was. Anyway, it's a good song. She didn't do as well as she deserved, but it was it's a good ballad song, and she pelted it out.
I remember she wasn't particularly impressed at the fact that she came underneath Electro Velvet. Yes, awkward.
Anyway, everyone.
Yes.
So you enjoy N'oublie pas for France 2015.
And what is 2015, Rob, in French?
Okay. 2000 cans. I always get cans and says mixed up in my head. Cans. 2000 cans.
Yeah, 2000 cans. La France.
La France.
À la bonne journée. Merci, Robert.
Oui.
À bientôt.
À bientôt. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Il ne me reste que des larmes. C'est quelques notes venues d'autrefois. Et le chant de nos prières, nos cœurs qui espèrent, et le vide sous mes pas. Il ne me reste que les cendres de mon village plongé dans le silence. Je ne suis qu'une blessure, un cœur sans armure. Comment survivre après ça? Mais je suis là. Je n'oublie pas, dans mon village, balayé par l'histoire. Et je vis là, n'oubliez pas, effacé des cartes et des mémoires. Je me souviens du rire des enfants, la voix des hommes quand ils partaient au champ, les fêtes des moissons, l'odeur dans les maisons, les éclats d'amour et de joie. Mais je suis là, n'oubliez pas, effacez des cartes et des.
Angel, n'oublie pas la France 2015. Yes, and 2015 French entry. Now, France in 1981's Eurovision Song Contest weren't best pleased that Jean Gabilou came third, behind Germany's Lena Vietas with Johnny Blue, and the UK's winner that year, Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz. More to the point where France, their broadcaster at the time, just said, well, you know, you don't appreciate good music, Europe, sod ya. Basically didn't participate at 1982's contest in Harrogate the following year. Very bizarre. The first time ever France sort of like withdrew because of that particular reason, which we thought was a bit weird. I'm going to play you the song for France in 1981, which France took the tail between their legs and walked off in a sulk. But they came back in 1983 and didn't do too bad with Guy Bonnet, with Vivre Life, of course. So here is Jean Gabilou, Homme à Homme, which doesn't really have a direct translation. But it's the very first Eurovision song in the contest's history to have a church organ to open up the song. So here's Jean Gabilou, à la France, 1981.
Thank you. sur une galaxie en l'an 3000.
En l'an 3000.
Un vieil homme est assis sur le sol gris.
Sur le sol gris.
Autour de lui, tous les enfants sont réunis pour écouter ce qu'il va raconter. Regardez mes petits là-bas dans la nuit. Cette boule qui brille était pleine de vie.
Pleine de vie.
Les hommes de la guerre en étaient fiers et l'avaient baptisé la terre. Et plein de fruits dans les vallées et les prairies. Et les forêts savaient encore chanter. Il y avait des femmes et des filles en fleurs.
C'est quoi les fleurs?
Les hommes les portaient autour de leur cœur.
C'est quoi
les femmes de la guerre en étaient fières. L'amour était fruit de la
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on 92.3 Forest FM.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated of Saturday, the 26th of September 2020. Now, the Australian broadcasters SBS and ABC have stated that they will not be broadcasting the Junior Eurovision 2020 in a shock move. Two of the hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest that were going to be hosting this year's contest 2020, but it looks like they're going to be hosting 2021, Nikki Tutorials and Edcilia Rombley, will be guest judges on Drag Race Holland. Yeah. Aizel, who represented Azerbaijan at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest and is still sadly the only Azerbaijani entrant to the Eurovision not to qualify from the semis, says that she regrets participating in the contest with the song Cross My Heart. But I don't regret it. Personally, as a fan, Aizel, I think you were robbed. Local media in Ireland have suggested that Leslie Roy will be representing Ireland at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. And stay tuned for more confirmed details soon as RTE have released a statement. Earlier this week, Greek media reported that Kalamira, who came third for Greece in 2008 with My Secret Combination, it's in talks with the Greek broadcaster ERT to return and represent Greece in 2021. The results of Eurovision again 2005 in the month of September had Greece win, as they did in the actual contest. Helena Paparizou were my number one. Israel came second with Shirin Maimon. And third was Vanilla Ninja for Switzerland. Fourth was Malta's Chiara. And fifth was Luminita and Gellin System with Let Me Try for Romania. The United Kingdom came eighth, which was Javine's Touch My Fire.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Yes, Touch My Fire, Can You Feel the Heat, My Crazy Rhythm's Gonna Move You Off Your Feet. Yes, do you remember that? Oh, the memories, the memories.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Vanagy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
Hello, this is Loic Notte from Belgium.
Hello, First FM. I am Destiny from Malta.
This is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
This is Dana from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.
Hello, this is Michaela from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Chameleon. Enjoy.
I'm bluer than the ocean. I'm golden like the rising sun. And I'm red with hot emotion. And when they try to hold me down, inside the box I found my way out. I'm keeping it in motion.
Come on, chameleon. Come on, chameleon. Yeah.
Yeah, Michaela with Chameleon, Malta's Eurovision entry in 2019. And do you know what? When the performance started and the song came on, I was like, wow, this... Do you know what? Malta could do it this year. And no word of a lie, Michaela's voice is just incredible, isn't it, really? Live, brilliant too. And I was quite shocked in the end. It only got 14th place with 107 points. And I don't know what's happened to Malta, but in the last few years, their televote has just collapsed almost. And they heavily rely on the jury. So I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. But I don't think it's their fault. I just think that Europe's tastes are changing, maybe. I don't know. But that was an incredibly current, modern song. You know, and yeah, I just think it probably deserved to be in the top five, really. But that's just my personal opinion, of course. What is yours? Did you like that song? What was your favourite of 2019? Let me know. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Send us a message, comment on our articles on there. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, we do have a request, so you can get in contact with us and also give us a request via those channels. And Mr. James Brett along the coast here on the south coast of the United Kingdom and England. Yes, we're going from Dorset, Hampshire border, across into West Sussex. So we're going to Worthing. Hello, James Brett. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much, James. Your request, which you gave in for us last week, ready for this week, is... the song that came second in the United Kingdom National Final in 1998. Excuse me. Yes. And Amani ended up representing the UK on home soil in Birmingham with the song Where Are You, which ended up coming second in the contest. Was very close to winning, of course. But this song was very close to winning itself during the National Final. And... yeah, see what you think of this. I haven't heard this in a very, very long time. And I want to see what you think of it. Here is Alberta, who was originally from Sierra Leone. She immigrated to the UK, settled here. And she also came second in the UK National Final the following year with a song in English and in French, which is called So Strange. So you can check out the performances on YouTube, of course. Other video streaming services are available. But James, here is your request. It is Don't It Make You Feel So Good from Alberta and the Great British Song Contest on the BBC in 1998. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Ich kann nicht alleine sein mit all den ungeklärten Fragen. Was haben wir denn beide falsch gemacht? Und dennoch mag ich keine Menschen sehen. Das Glück von anderen tut mir noch weh. Warum sind wir nicht früher aufgewacht? Wir waren wie verwöhnte Kinder. Jeder dachte immer nur an sich. Rücksicht. Keiner hat das Wort gekannt. Und Nachsicht, die keiner bei dem anderen fand. Und Vorsicht, dass nie zerbricht, was uns verband. Einsicht, dass jeder seine Fehler hat. Und Weitsicht, das Leben findet nicht nur heute statt. Und Vorsicht, dass man den anderen nicht zerbricht. Waren wir wirklich nur vor Liebe blind oder einfach zu bequem? Haben wir denn nicht gemerkt, was uns noch fehlt? Vielleicht ging alles für uns viel zu schnell. Verband uns wirklich nur die Nacht? Wussten wir nicht, dass der Tag genauso zählt? Fehlte uns die Kraft, uns zu vertrauen? War es Angst vor ehrlichem Gefühl? Rücksicht, keiner hat das Wort gekannt. Und Nachsicht, die keiner bei dem anderen fand. Und Vorsicht, dass nie zerbricht, was uns verband. Einsicht, dass jeder seine Fehler hat. Und Weitsicht, das Leben findet nicht nur heute statt. Und Vorsicht, dass man den anderen nicht zerbricht.
A beautiful entry from Germany at the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest in home soil down in Munich. That is Rücksicht, which means respect, and that is from Hoffmann and Hoffmann. An incredibly sad story after the Eurovision in 1983. Involving the brothers, but one of the brothers in particular, but I won't go into it because it's so sad, but do read up upon it. But basically the song is sung from a perspective of a man attempting to understand where his relationship went wrong, and he contends, you know, that he's not the one to blame, as neither he nor his lover gave any real consideration to the other. And there was an English version of called Love Gives, but personally, I love the German version. Also, there was a version of this sung by Mary Russ, who represented Germany the following year in Luxembourg with the song Aufrecht Gehen. And also, Mary Russ represented Germany in 1972 in Edinburgh. And now it's time for our third and final request. And this is from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. God kväll to you, Robert. Lovely to hear from you once again. And I have a request for you. Now, this is from the Irish Eurovision National Final in 2008. And this song came third. And this young lad is now relatively famous chef here in the UK and in Ireland in particular, and Yes, and he was a singer before he was a chef. Yes, here is Donald Skean, you probably will notice from Saturday Kitchen on the BBC. Here is his song, Double Cross My Heart. This is a cheesy one.
Double cross my heart. I could tell you I'm in love. I could tell you it for keeps. But it wouldn't be enough. For my feelings run too deep. I could tell you you're the one. I could tell you honestly. But as soon as I begun, once again you turn away. So instead of words you've heard before, I'm making you a vow. All I wanna be is yours, listen to me now. Doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter where you are. Starting tonight, I'm by your side. Doesn't matter where you lead, doesn't matter near or far. Double cross me, double cross my heart. I could take you to the moon. I could take you to the stars. But the heavens haven't room for another sun on Mars. So instead of taking you to space, I promise you the world. Every moment, every day, you'll be my girl. Doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter where you are. Starting tonight, I'm by your side. Doesn't matter where you lead, doesn't matter near or far. Double cross me, double cross my heart. Ask me how, don't ask me why. Just trust in me and trust in us. Starting tonight, we share a life. We'll never say goodbye. Doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter where you are. Starting tonight, I'm by your side. Doesn't matter where you lead, doesn't matter near or far. Double cross me, double cross me, double cross me, double cross my heart.
If it was in 2000 or 2001, I think that probably would have done all right. But yeah, 2008, a little bit outdated, I must say. Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. But before we go, we have this very special moment in the show where we go live and kicking. Yes, it's time for us to play a song live from Eurovision itself. So we're heading to the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest this week to Rome, Italy, and the song that came 16th with 23 points. It is Clouseau with Give It Up, which means in Dutch into English, give it up. This deserves so much better. But thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tussiot, for this edition of the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision madness and great music. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Kravilisein. Vislat. Dobizenia. Goknacht. Adios. And I will see you very soon. Toodaloo! Here is Belgium, 1991.
Is het niet waar dat ik jou lang geleden zei? En te vergeten komt terug bij mij. Geef het op, kom terug bij mij. Ha, 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 ha.
Fillers and the best of yesterday, nothing but the best tunes all day, every day, right here
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.